From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to another edition of Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. Today's program opens with an old Vienna dance by Strauss. Now, if you're thinking of Johann Strauss the Elder, you're really wide of the mark, because this nostalgic piece recalling the past of old Vienna wasn't composed until the beginning of this century. And its composer, Oskar Strauss, wasn't even a member of the famous Strauss family. There's no denying a certain waltz-time relationship, of course. The Viennese used to distinguish Oskar from the others by calling him the Nose Strauss, thanks to his prominent profile. And here's his Old Vienna Dance, played by the Budapest Strauss Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter. When Oskar Strauss, the composer of that Old Vienna Dance, fell in love with young Clara Singer, no one thought anything would come of this liaison between a master of light entertainment and a singer of serious music, particularly as she was linked with the progressive school of composers grouped around Arnold Schoenberg. But, in fact, what was apparently impossible actually happened. Clara was converted to light music, and the couple got married. And friends played the Old Vienna Dance at their wedding feast. No less happy than the marriage of Clara Singer and Oskar Strauss was that of another musical couple, the Webers, in the end. For although the opera singer Caroline Brandt and the opera composer Karl Maria von Weber shared the same musical interests, the course of their private relationship was a bit of an obstacle race to start with. They got engaged in 1814, only to separate in 1815. Made a fresh start in 1816, and finally married in 1817. 1819 saw the composition of the husband's wedding present, the brilliant piano rondo, Invitation to the Dance. In the orchestral arrangement by the French composer Hector Berlioz, it became a showpiece of the concert repertoire, and from its conception in Dresden, provided the initial spark for the great Viennese concert waltzes of the Strauss era. So here it is, Weber's Invitation to the Dance.
Thank you.
Carl Maria von Weber's Invitation to the Dance, performed by the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Kurt Wuss. Our next piece of music is also linked to a matter of family history. In this case, it isn't a question of musical marriages, but of three generations of musicians. First comes Walter Kollo, who in the early part of this century was one of the leading initiators in the development of Berlin operetta. Next is his son, Willy, who made his name both as a composer and librettist. And finally, there's grandson, René Kollo, the tenor, whom we're about to hear. All three Kollos are involved in this extract from Marietta, an operetta first performed in 1923. Walter as the composer, Willy as the librettist, and René as singer. René Kollo is accompanied by the Rias Dance Orchestra, the Hans-Georg Arlt String Group, and the Jankowski Singers, conducted by Horst Jankowski.
Was eine Frau im Frühling träumt, ist ach so dumm und ungereimt. Doch kommen erst die kleinen, feinen Herzenstriebe, dann reimt sich alles, alles auf das Wörtchen Liebe. Was eine Frau im Frühling träumt, ist ach so dumm und ungereimt. Doch so ein Traum eventuell, ja, so ein Traum erfüllt sich schnell, eventuell, eventuell. Einmal kommt ein Tag für alle Frauen, voll von Frühlingsfarben, Himmelblauen und voll Träumerei. Da sagt keine Nein, was sie sich sonst nicht so leicht wird trauen. Doch im Traum kann man Getrostes wagen, zu den dümmsten Sachen Ja zu sagen. Denn das Nein auf solche Frühlingsfragen hält uns nicht im Traum ein. Was eine Frau im Frühling träumt, ist ach so dumm und ungereimt. Doch kommen erst die feinen kleinen Herzenstriebe, dann reimt sich alles, alles auf das Wörtchen Liebe, was eine Frau im Frühling träumt. Ist ach so dumm und ungereimt. Doch so ein Traum erhöht sich schnell, eventuell, ja, so ein Traum erfüllt sich schnell, eventuell.
Was eine Frau im Frühling träumt, ist ach so dumm und ungereimt. In springtime, women's dreams are vain and oh so foolish and inane. Well, the text of that song from Walter Koller's Marietta may seem a trifle antiquated, but the melody is still very popular. And it's hard to imagine the world of light music without the name Koller, be it father, son, or grandson. When it comes to the ups and downs of life in musical families, there are enough anecdotes to fill volumes. The Strauss family in Vienna alone could provide a wealth of material, not just on account of the marital problems of the Strauss parents and the conflict between Johann the Elder and Johann Junior. No less interesting is the rivalry between the three brothers, a rivalry which Mama Strauss, as the unofficial manager of the family enterprise, managed to cope with and smooth over all her life. Ultimately, all three of the brothers brought honour to the family name, each in his own way. Johann as the waltz king, Joseph as an incomparable composer of mazurkas, and Eduard with his dashing polkas. A fast-flowing tributary of the Danube is the inspiration of Eduard's polka, Unter der Enns. Vienna Johann Strauss Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskowski, with a dashing polka by Eduard Strauss. A name from the circle of Viennese master composers that's frequently and unjustifiably forgotten is that of Edmund Eisler. Eisler carried on the Viennese tradition well into our own century. It was with his second operetta, Brüder Straubinger, premiered in Vienna in 1903, that he finally made his breakthrough, after several previous failures. He no doubt enjoyed a quiet chuckle over the success of the new operetta, since he had smuggled into it a number of melodies from an opera of his that had been turned down. One of them is this charming waltz, sung by soprano Julia Migenis. Es blühen im Liebesgarten wohl zu viele schöne Frauen. In the garden of love bloom too many beautiful women. Johann Strauss the Elder concludes today's program with the breathtaking Seufzer Galopp, played for us by the German Southwest Radio Orchestra, conducted by Klaus Arp. In the meantime, from me, Paul Bendereau, from Barbara Anders, who compiled the program, our producer Rick Falker, and studio manager Ingrid Schauber, it's goodbye and thank you for joining us.